Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The Islamic law of inheritance, as enshrined in the Quran, gives detailed shares of the immediate relatives of a deceased person. And of course, in this regard, the immediate shares which have been mentioned in the Quran relate to one's spouse, and then to one's children, and of course then to one's parents also. And then it gives a free leeway to a person in which he can make a will in favor of certain relatives or in favor of certain charities or certain other areas in which he would like to donate. However, in this regard, there are certain issues which have arisen in these times and which have become a subject of debate. One amongst them is the issue of the inheritance of an orphaned grandchild. Now, the issue is that the Quran is absolutely silent about the inheritance of an orphan grandchild, and therefore most of our scholars think that since the Quran has not stipulated any share for the orphan grandchild, so therefore he should not be given any share from the wealth of a deceased person. Now, in this regard, it needs to be established and it needs to be understood that the primary nature in which the Sharia has been given to us is such that it has given directives only in those affairs which are generally encountered in human life. And of course, we know that the issue of an orphan grandchild is not generally encountered. It is an issue, of course, but it is not generally encountered. It's not something like a parent, for example, or a child itself, or one spouse, because these are the three areas or these three relationships which are generally encountered in the case of almost every person. So therefore, the Sharia is silent in this case. Now, the issue is that if the Sharia is silent, can there be something done for the orphan grandchild? So if we think this, if we examine this whole issue in the scenario of the temperament of the Sharia, we can easily say that there are certain issues which the Sharia has left to the discretion of human intellect so that it can make some of its own stipulation in this regard. And one of the ishtihad which the ulama have made in this, and which seems to be very appropriate, is that the inheritance of his father, his deceased father, should pass on to that orphaned grandchild. And this seems to be a very appropriate and apt case of transferring this inheritance. So therefore, we would recommend that if a person, if the issue arises of an orphaned grandchild, then the inheritance which was supposed to be given to his father, the deceased father, should pass on to that orphaned grandchild. Another way which can be adopted is that inheritance, a will can be made in favor of the of the orphan grandchild by the grandfather. So therefore, both of these two ways can be adopted. And in this case, there's no need to deprive an orphan grandchild of any share. Although the Sharia has not stipulated or fixed any share, however, if this whole scenario can be viewed in the light of this ishtihad, then the problem can be resolved. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ